Unit 2. Beauty. Lesson 1. Looking for beauty. Listening and speaking. 3. Finding beauty within.
B. Listen and complete.
People talked about the movie Beauty and the Beast a lot. Have you seen it?
Yes, it's an excellent movie. It's widely regarded as one of Disney's best feature films and was the very first animated movie in history to be nominated for a Best Picture Oscar.
Can you tell me what the story is?
It's about how a cursed man-beast is transformed into a handsome prince by the love of a beautiful girl.
Wow, that's romantic. But I wonder why the girl loves the beast. He is so ugly.
Maybe the girl is able to see past the ugly appearance, the good heart within.
Oh, I see.
Now, the tale will be told in a live-action remake, Beauty and the Beast, starring British actors Emma Watson and Dan Stevens, will come out in China on March the 17th.
Really? I'll go and see it.
4. The unique beauty of gender neutral.
B.Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Tom, have you heard a new Chinese band named FFC A Crush?
Yes, the new band has created a sensation on social media.
Really? I think the boys are all very handsome.
Kathy, they are not boys. In fact, all 5 members are girls, aged from 18 to 24. They present themselves with short hair, in ties and pants,looking typically associated with boys.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. They are actually girls. But if they are girls, it's inappropriate for them to dress this way, let alone see it as beautiful.
Maybe they are introducing the unique beauty of gender neutral. I reckon that this style may become a trendy element.
In that case, we can no longer judge the gender of many young people simply by their clothes, body language, hairstyle, or attitude.
Maybe you are right, but it seems like gender neutral is a trend that's here to stay.
I still can't accept it.
Reading and writing. 6. Average doll released. B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1.Why did Nickley Lamb make the Lamely doll?
2. How is the Lamely doll different from Barbie dolls?
What would Barbie look like if she were average? According to the US artist Nickley Lamb, she would be a brunette with a rounded face and a much thicker waist. Frustrated with the unrealistic beauty standards of Barbie and her friends, Lamb took data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about an average 19-year-old American woman, who was about 163 centimeters tall with a 84 centimeters waist. With those measurements, Lamb created a doll. The doll's name is Lamely, and her tagline is "Average is beautiful."I think a realistic-sized doll is important because when I look at current dolls on the market, they all look like supermodels, the artist said. I just had the impression that the wall of supermodels suggests that something is wrong with you if you don't look like one. So I created an alternative to suggest that it's okay to look like a normal person.The Lamely dolls, which are 27 centimeters tall, have been on sale.Lamely also has other features. Unlike Barbie and her friends, whose pointed legs would force her to walk on fours if she were real, Lamely has articulated joints, able to walk, run, and play. The doll can even be put in a yoga position. What's more, the Lamely dolls include a sticker package that can help to add real-life marks to the dolls, including freckles, acne, moles, and tattoos. You can also add minor cuts and bruises, like ones you'd get from falling down while snowboarding, Lamb said. I feel that right now dolls are very perfect-looking, when in real life few of us have perfect skin, Lamb said.Things like pimples are a natural part of who we are. So why not give dolls a real treatment? As the Huffington Post said, getting kids used to the idea that these things are completely normal and not flaws to be ashamed of can only be a good thing.
8. Read and recite. Beauty is seen. Beauty is seen in the sunlight, the trees, the birds, corn growing and people working or dancing for their harvest. Beauty is heard in the night, wind sighing, rain falling, or a singer chanting anything in earnest. Beauty is in yourself, good deeds, happy thoughts that repeat themselves, in your dreams, in your work, and even in your rest. Lesson 2. Showing beauty. Listening and speaking. 3. Beauty pageants are popular in Venezuela.
B. Listen and complete.
I heard that beauty pageants are really popular in Venezuela. Is that true?
Yes, they are a huge thing in Venezuela. Everyone loves beauty pageants. Many people stay at home when they are broadcasting the Miss Venezuela.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Yes, almost 90% of Venezuela girls dream of being in these beauty pageants. Because once they got in, they could get some sort of surgery. And you know, they make them really look beautiful.
I see. After beauty pageants, what do those girls do for a living?
After that, they get jobs like models or actress. You know, Venezuela is also into soap operas.
Right. So most of them want to be an actress one day.
Yeah. Well, it's because of the economic situation. So it's easy money, in a way.
How about boys? Are boys interested in it?
No, not really. They are more into probably sports or becoming a police officer.
4. I want to buy some cosmetics.
B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table.
May I help you, madam?
Yes, I have many cosmetics to buy. I would like to choose a facial cleanser first. What would you recommend?
All right. What is your type of skin?
Dry. That's my problem.
You can use this one. It has special effect for keeping your face moisturizing. You can try some on your hand. See, it can be absorbed quickly.
It sounds good. What about lipsticks?
We have different colors. May I know what color do you usually wear?
I prefer those dark shades.
What about this one? You can try it on.
Thank you. Oh, that's the very thing I need. I'll take it.
Okay. Reading and writing. 6. Showing beauty. B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. Have you ever taken part in beauty pageants?
2. What kind of beauty do most pageants only look for?
Beauty pageants are very popular in America. You can see women of all ages in beauty pageants all of the time. I've taken part in some pageants too. But unlike most girls, I was not trying to win a prize. When I looked at the many winners of pageants in the southern U.S., I noticed that most pageants only look for one type of beauty: tan skin, dark or fake hair, a slim figure, and a face wearing full makeup. They don't look for naturally unique beauty. My weight is healthy and I'm pale. These qualities normally cause contestants to lose points in pageants. But I joined a local pageant last summer to prove that there is more than just one type of beauty. I felt like it was something that my community needed to learn, and it was especially important for me to stay true to myself. Though I've done a lot of theater at school, being in a pageant was scary for me. When you're in a pageant, it feels like you become less than a person on the stage. Instead, you are just a body, and everyone is focusing not only on you, but on how you look. In the swimwear part of the competition, I showed a lot of skin in front of many people that I had never even met. I felt so weak. However, the pageant did teach me confidence. I tried to be strong and show myself in a powerful way. I stood up tall, walked gracefully, and always wore a broad smile. The positive response I got was amazing. When it was time to announce the winner, I was so surprised that I got the audience favorite award. Here I was in my first pageant. I wasn't even trying to win, and I was in the winner's circle. Not only that, but the audience nominated me instead of other contestants who were tanned and slim. It was clear that my point had been made to the people in my community.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics. On a diet. First she gave up smoking. Then she gave up gin. Then she gave up chocolate cake. She wanted to be thin. Then she gave up breakfast. Then she gave up lunch. On lazy Sunday mornings, she even gave up brunch. No matter what she gave up, her skirts were very tight, 'cause she ate 12 cans of tuna fish for dinner every night.